Hello?
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 Hi, good afternoon. My name is Chaya with Family First Care, calling in regards to Deanne Rodriguez.
Uh-huh.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah. I'm okay.
Good, good.
Okay.
I see you spoke to Stella yesterday in regards to
Family
Care. Okay. So I am going to be your enrollment coordinator to help get your mom approved for this, okay?
Okay.
Can you just confirm with me the date of birth? Yes.
Can you? I just have a question. Can you tell me how long that process?
Sure. I cannot give you an exact amount of time since every case is different. Between 30 to 90 days.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. 90 days?
Between 30 to 90. It can take a month and it can take 3 months. It depends. I'll tell you, not every case takes 3 months. Really not. It just depends on how fast we move, how fast the patient moves, and how fast the county moves. So it's not all dependent on us.
Oh, okay. So can you hold 1 second? Because I might work and I'm going to go to another office. There's too much noise here. Can you hold for 1 second?
Sure, sure.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready for you.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. So first things first, can you just confirm with me the patient's date of birth?
October 6th, 1950.
Did you ever get home care services before?
Not in Pennsylvania. This is what's going on. My mother lives.
Hear you. What?
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Let me take the speaker off. All right. My mother, she lives in Pennsylvania. She was visiting me, and she suffered a heart attack, cardiac arrest.
Oh, wow.
I live in Delaware, okay? So since then, she's been recovering from 3 heart surgeries. She had a stroke. But all her medical care is in Delaware.
Got it.
She has her home is in Pennsylvania, but she hasn't been in her home since.
Right, but if all her information and documents are under Pennsylvania, then it should be okay.
Yeah, all her documents, everything. But she has her home there. But the problem is, I had to apply for Medicare in my state for her so she can get all the help that she needed, because I'm her caregiver right now and I needed help. So I applied for Medicare for her in Delaware. So she has that right now in Delaware, but now she's going to be going home. And she's having another surgery on September the 26th for her shoulder. But I wanted to get the paperwork ready because she wants to go home to her home.
Okay, so let's start the process, okay? The first step is to call a broker where the broker has to come down to your home, do a little of an in-home assessment with you, with the patient, not you, to see if she's physically going to be eligible. Just to confirm financially she's going to be eligible. Does she make more than $2,900 a month?
No, she's on SSI.
Amazing. Fine. And she does not, does she own a home or she rents?
She doesn't, no, she rents. She's on the housing.
Okay. Amazing. Perfect. Project. Good. That's great. Amazing. So financially, she should be eligible. Now we need to know physically she will be eligible. Now that's done by with the broker coming down to the home, wherever she is. It does not have to be her home. It can be your home. And do a little bit of an assessment with you. And then we move it from there step by step. Okay.
So they will come out to my home. I live in Newcastle, Delaware.
Yeah, you'll have to call them and ask them on the phone. I can't give you that information because I'm not them. I don't know.
Okay.
But they could. But the thing is, I cannot call for you to schedule the appointment. It has to be done. You or the patient has to do it, but you can do it for the patient. Do you want me to
she don't speak English. She don't speak English, so I will have to translate.
Okay, not a problem. Do you want me to text you that number or call you until it's you over the phone?
You can text it to me, and when can I call to schedule
this? Whenever you want. It's a 9 to 5. I think it's open 9 to 6, if I'm correct.
9 to 6.
Something like that. You can call right now, and you can apply, and then they're going to call you back with the date and time. So once you have the date and time for when it's scheduled, text me with the date and time, so I'll follow up with you after that's completed to guide you with the next step, okay?
Okay, so right now, you can give me the number, but I can't call until
I'll text it to you. Okay,
yeah,
so I'll text it to you, okay?
Nikki, I've been dealing with so much in the past 2 years with my mother.
Okay,
I am now going on a vacation, and I won't be back until the 22nd.
I would say call before then if you want to get it started as soon as possible, but it's up to you.
I definitely will. That's what I want to do. I want to do everything. And they're open from 9 to 6, so I'll call one today after I get home.
Okay, amazing. So I'm going to text you the number now, okay?
Okay.
And I just want to let you know that it's going to be an agency, like a broker company. They're going to answer, okay? Broker of Pennsylvania. When they come down to your home, though, they will give you a form to fill out by the patient's doctor. Now, instead of you going to the patient's doctor and doing it, I can have somebody call you, a telehealth person, and do it with you over the phone. Do you want me to set you up for that?
For when? Like I said, I'm leaving on Monday.
They'll call you and schedule with you when you have a minute, okay?
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to schedule that, and I'm going to text you the number, okay?
Yes, and can I ask you a question? What happens now with her Medicaid in Delaware? Will it stop as soon as she gets approved? Because she still needs the Medicaid in Delaware until she gets approved.
Okay. So when you speak to the broker, you can ask them, and they'll give you more information, okay?
Okay.
Okay, fine. So I'm going to text you the number now, okay?
Okay. Is there a name?
It's just the broker. It's like in a broker agency, the independent broker. They're not going to know exactly what you're calling for, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
Sure. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.